News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
We begin with continuing coverage of the trial of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson, and obviously some of the content of what we're going to discuss is a bit harrowing for little ears. So if you want to drop off and rejoin us at 10 o'clock if you have kids listening. In the meantime, the jury in the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson has been shown video recordings of police interviews with one of his alleged victims. The former DUP leader has, of course, pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sexual offences, including one count of rape. Emily Keegan is reporting on this for us for News Talk. Emily, the evidence yesterday, we heard for the first time from the plaintiffs in the case.
Yeah, so this police interview with complainant A was recorded in March of 2024 and was played out to the jury yesterday morning. And in it, complainant A makes a number of allegations against Geoffrey Donaldson. So she begins the police interview by claiming from a young age she thinks she was sexually abused by the former DUP leader, but says the dates are quite patchy and foggy. She goes on then to tell police she remembers having sexual feelings from a young age and didn't understand why, and having nightmares about men doing horrible things to children. After that, she alleges Geoffrey Donaldson was quite physical with her on a number of occasions. In that, she claims he put his hand up her top a number of times. The complainant also alleges that he kissed her inappropriately and recalls one alleged incident when he put his tongue in her mouth. She said there was another incident during which she allegedly saw Mr. Donaldson looking at her private parts with a light. She said she only realised as an adult that these encounters weren't normal, and describes having to watch Mr. Donaldson in his very public role, winning accolade after accolade. She told police she once asked Mr. Donaldson to confirm this happened to her in the presence of another person, and said he looked at the floor and nodded. And yeah, just to remind people again that Geoffrey Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 18 charges, and that includes 8 offences against this complainant, complainant A.
And there was an allegation that a letter written by him was in essence a letter of apology.
Yeah, so prosecutor Rosemary Walsh read out this letter that she said was written to complainant A by Geoffrey Donaldson in 2020. And in it, he writes that he's seeking forgiveness and help from God. He says he truly regrets the pain and suffering and takes full responsibility for it all. She said he goes on to write that he was hoping God would lift a sinner from the deep pit of sin, and said that that pit had been dug by him because of his selfish and deceptive ways. Now, when complainant A was questioned about this letter by the prosecution, she said she believed it was Geoffrey Donaldson's way of trying to apologise for what she alleges happened to her, but not wanting to say that formally in writing. She said there was a lot of apology, but none of it was specific.
And lawyers for the defence have been suggesting that the testimony provided by the complainants is either fabricated or dreamt up.
Yeah, so this was the cross-examination that began by Geoffrey Donaldson's lawyer, Kieran Vaughan, in the afternoon. And he started off by suggesting the events were unclear in her mind. Complainant A disagreed with that and said her memories of the incidents themselves are detailed, but said she used the term foggy in the police interview to reference her recollection of dates of these alleged offences. The defence barrister suggested there was no touching of the chest at all, and there was no tongues in mouth at all ever. He said she either fabricated these incidents or dreamt them and convinced herself that it's true over the years. Now, the complainant responded to that by saying to imply that someone would dream things like that without a reason is ridiculous, and she called it insulting. The defence also suggested a third incident, the one when the complainant claimed Mr. Donaldson had used a light to look at what she called her private parts, had not happened, as she described. Now, during the rest of the course of the cross-examination, the court also heard the complainant was sexually abused by another man as a child, and it was put to her that her nightmares about men doing horrible things to young children may have been the result of sexual abuse by that man when she was a young child. And she said to her knowledge that this was only one incident, and she rejected that suggestion. But when asked by the defence why she never mentioned this alleged incident to police, she said her priority was always this case involving Geoffrey Donaldson.
And Emily, what's the expectation for what we're going to hear in court today?
So court is starting at 10 o'clock this morning, and it continues with the cross-examination of complainant A, and that is expected to take another couple of hours, probably up to lunchtime.
Emily Keegan, thank you very much. News Talk reporter Emily Keegan there for us. By the way, if you've been affected by the interview or anything in what Emily was detailing, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre National Helpline on 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.